Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake. I'm a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. When Liz and I were young people, out of college in the 1970s, Saigon, between 73 and 75, the catastrophe that was never meant to happen did. Saigon collapsed, but the whole of Southeast Asia, leading to the killing fields of Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge, the disorder of a whole part of the world frozen for the next decades as the U.S. and its allies went into the depths of the Cold War, confrontation in Afghanistan and across Europe. However, I mentioned 75 because I have a vivid memory of the day the last helicopter, we were told at the time, took off from the Saigon embassy. We've now witnessed the large C-17 aircraft taking off from Hamid Karzai International Airport. What were your thoughts, Liz, when you saw that photograph?
I'm disgusted by it, John. I think the Post really got it right today, which is dishonor. I think our allies and friends around the world are now pretty convinced that America is not to be trusted, that we do not live up to our commitments, that we were ready to abandon hundreds of Americans and tens of thousands of allied people in Afghanistan because it was of a political fantasy, which is how I would describe Joe Biden's feckless decision to get out no matter what. I think it's been horrifying. And I mourn the deaths of the 13 service people who were killed, the 200 Afghans who were killed needlessly. I don't believe at all that we had to withdraw from Afghanistan in such a haphazard, reckless, and dangerous manner. I think it could have been carried out over an extended period of time much more thoughtfully, much more carefully, without abandoning this country to a terrorist organization, and that's what we have done. It's astonishing and embarrassing. I think it is incredibly difficult for Joe Biden to recover from this politically, because I'm guessing more than half the country is shocked and dismayed. Americans don't like to see our country embarrassed, and we are.
One headline from Europe. Surprising that this might connect. The Kremlin telling the dissenters in Russia, if you dissent, go west to Europe. If you stay here, you're going east to the Gulag. That's the sense of what's coming out of the Kremlin. They're emboldened, Liz. They're emboldened to impose absolute control on a population that is good. Russians are very good at revolution. They've been doing it for 1,000 years. They're quite adept at it. But the Kremlin is now empowered. The sanctioned Kremlin is empowered. I don't even need to mention all of the power that Xi Jinping believes he has, because he's told 12-year-olds they can only play 3 hours a week on PlayStation. I mean, in the universe, there's running water for a power, there's Verizon technical assistance, and there are 12-year-olds on their PlayStations. Those are the three most powerful elements in the universe. So our adversaries have been emboldened by this. It is not yet part of the conversation on national media, but we see it because we went through the 70s. I wonder if the memory of Biden's administration continues back to 75 to see that the military, the State Department, the government, the population went through a very low period in the late 70s after Saigon.
You know, I don't think that they care. I think they feel that Joe Biden, in the early days of his presidency,
we have 1 minute, Liz. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, met with White House historians because he was desperate to become a great president. And I think this was a move he made, hoping the history books would treat it kindly and he would be viewed as a great president because he got us out of Afghanistan. it is not going to turn out that way. I think history will be harsh that he basically sacrificed so many people for this hasty, unnecessary debacle in Afghanistan. And I don't think he recovers from this very quickly.
I'm not certain I've lived through this before, so we'll see what it feels like. Saigon did not seem this blunt. Perhaps it was. I just don't remember it that way. But I was young then. I'll have to recover my memory. Liz Peek. Elizabeth Peek, columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.